It's Shots Radio with Tommy Anderson, and we're now having our final weekly All the Shot Town update of the season, and joining me is caretaker manager Chris Barker. Chris, we can first reflect on last Saturday, a 1-0 defeat at home to Chester. Did your side deserve anything from the match?
We had chances, we created chances, but unfortunately it didn't go our way. I've talked about injuries and 6-7 players out and things. People can say whatever they want, it's a fact or it's an excuse. But yeah, we were quite disappointed with a home loss, but I thought we were better Tuesday. First half an hour, but yeah, we were probably quite disappointed not to get a win probably the second half.
And you mentioned there Tuesday, you're satisfied with the 1-0 draw to Wrexham, because on their day Wrexham can hurt you. They've got some good players.
Yeah, definitely, we've seen them play. I went to a game easily where I think they probably could have won 5-2. Might have saw them at Wembley as well, so I think they probably should be doing better than what they are in the league. So, but we give them a goal start, which I've talked about as well, sort of last 4 or 5 games. But I thought 30 minutes onwards, I thought we created a lot of chances, counter-attacked quite well, probably picked the wrong pass at the last second, but 1 point is probably sort of equals the 2-half situation, really.
I suppose, is there a slight disappointment to only get 1 point from 2 home games?
I think that's what we're sort of talking about overall. I've talked about last week sort of finishing the season very well. To get 1 point from 2 home games is probably not good enough, and I think that's probably happened over the season. I think overall away we've done okay, but if we probably turn 2 or 3 losses into wins at home, we're talking mid-table. I think we're 4 or 5 points from mid-table, and that's the difference, and he sort of needs to improve that, really.
I mean, since you've come in as caretaker spell, the away form has improved, and that must have been something you were looking to improve.
Well, improve everything, to be honest, since day one, and I think overall the boys have done very well since I've took the job. We probably should be doing better than what we are. Of course, I think the quality we got in the change room, league experience, we should be further up than the league we are, but the aim was to stay in the league and take it from there, and that's what we've done.
The fans' reception towards the team on Tuesday night at the end was brilliant. Some goodbyes for some people, but your thoughts on the fans this year? It's been up and down for them, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think I said that on Tuesday night when I went upstairs, spoke to about 50 people. We appreciate what they do. We know how expensive it is around the country. You go to some dark places, let's say on a Tuesday night, which has cost a lot of money, some rainy nights in December, and we appreciate what they do. And I want to say thank you to every single fan who does that, and like I say, end of the game as well, to give us a clap like that for probably underachieving season is fantastic.
It has been a season full of highs and lows. Your personal thoughts on the season, Chris, firstly as a player and then as caretaker, how have you assessed the whole season?
I think we've underachieved, I think I can say that, but I think the first 10 games we were in the top sort of 10, I think, or even more than that, and then we had a dramatic dip for some reason, I don't know why, and then sort of the last 3.5 months, 4 months we've probably done okay, or done better than okay. So but yeah, overall I think we've probably underachieved a bit, but that's life as a footballer, you sort of realise that, and hopefully we can push on again next year.
At the start of the season there was quite a bit of optimism, there's a good core of experienced players in the squad, and you say underachieved. Is that a fair way of assessing it?
I think so, yeah. You look through the team, there's probably thousands of appearances in the league, but at the moment the conference is very, very strong. It's not like it used to be 5-10 years ago that people turn up once a week for training session. It's full time money now, it's full time football, and it's officially probably fifth league in English football now, so it's improved dramatically. I think it'll improve even more next year, so we have to keep up with that, and hopefully we can.
And in terms of Chris Barker's future, Chris, where will we see you next year? Will you still have some capacity at the football club?
I hope so, to be honest. I hope so. I've enjoyed the 2 years I've been here, as a player, as a caretaker manager. I've enjoyed every minute of it. Like I say, we've had a lot of ups and downs, but hopefully a bit more ups. Minus 10 last year, we've come a long way since then, so we want to carry on, and hopefully I'm part of that.
One more game to go, Chris. It's Grimsby away on Saturday. I suppose this time 3 weeks ago that could have been a title decider for them, but hopefully for you guys they might take the foot off the gas and be thinking about the playoffs.
Well, you could look from both ways, and I'm delighted to let's call it a dull game probably, because if we wanted to go there on Saturday and we had to win the game, we didn't. None of us wanted to do that. So to finish it off with 4 games to go, to be safe, I'd have snapped that off. So we can go there, we can play with a bit of freedom. Sort of probably the same situation as Forest Green, that all the pressure's on them. Big crowd, big club, and let's go there and prove people wrong. But I know that the players who play for Grimsby will want to be in the playoff semi-final next week. They want to be in the playoff final if they get there, so they will have something to prove to their manager Hersey.
And Chris, there's a few people in training here who are strangers. How's this come about?
Well, I sometimes do some silly things, and when we went to the golf day the other day, I sort of wanted to raise some money for the football club. We knew we were safe at the time, so I'm not sure if I'd done it if it was not safe, but I knew we were safe at the time, so the two people who come in have been fantastic for the football club. They sponsor the football club, and it's just giving it back to the fans who do a lot of work for the football club.
Well, Chris, that's brilliant, and thanks for joining me. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you very much.